We skipped over items 10 and 11, which were reports. Whaley Smith, please.
Item number 10, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a written report on the status of negotiations with Barrett Visionary Development. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair, and members of the committee. First, I want to say that I hope that the brevity of the report on this one does not reflect the priority that we're giving to this transaction. We are very, very heavily focused on the Downtown Transit Center and the Couture project, as has been part of previous meetings. There are complicated issues, some of which have been referred to corporate counsel. Others we continue to move forward on. The request at the last committee meeting was to revisit the ordinance that was passed to remind the public and other folks about what the ordinance says and what steps we are due to reaching that. So just quickly, the first portion of the ordinance is to develop a plan to incorporate the components of the Park East Redevelopment Complex into the development agreement in order to provide additional sustainable community benefits that includes DBE programs and verified best efforts. We have met with Barrett Development on that issue. We do not expect any problems with that. He has successfully completed the Modern project and met the requirements that the City of Milwaukee puts on those projects, which are similar but not exactly the same as the PERC requirements. So that's part of the clarity that we're working on with the City of Milwaukee. So we do not expect any issues there. Identify the second portion of the ordinance is to identify or develop an element of public attraction within the proposed development and ensure the project does not compete with public use facilities near the site. I would, as we move forward on other issues on this, we certainly expect to come back and show you the current plans of those. But as we negotiate, of course, public access and other issues are paramount to that proposal. And we will continue to update that and hopefully have a presentation for you in the next few cycles. Third, advise the Committee on Economic Development Committee on the appraised value of the site with the understanding that the County Board expects to receive fair market value of the property. We have received an appraisal. We have, as has been part of previous meetings, the fact that this was used federal transit funds to build this initially impacts that appraisal and the price and where that money goes. We are sorting through all those issues. Those are largely our issues at the county that we need to sort out. And as we develop a master plan for that, we will certainly be back for an update. Four, to work with the Parks Director and the DNR to determine if any portion of the development site is in conflict with the Lakebed Public Trust Doctrine. Again, this is currently the subject of litigation. I would defer to corporate counsel on that issue. And then finally, to prepare reports on these issues, which is something that this is designed to impact. And I appreciate your patience on this one. As you can tell just from the meeting here, it's been a heck of a 4 weeks. These reports are due sort of internally 3 weeks before the meeting and then to you 2 weeks. So we often have been working on these files from the time the report has been submitted. This is certainly one of those, and as we continue to negotiations, we will continue to update the committee.
Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's only thing that I was concerned. Our PERC is our PERC. And there's no negotiating with a more contract with the City of Milwaukee. Our land, there's no negotiation. When it's dealing with them, when they do their MOOR program, that's dealing with their land and their stuff. It's Milwaukee County land. We are a partner because they do the zoning, mm-hmm. but they can't change something that we put in place.
Supervisor, absolutely. Maybe I misstated it. It's just on this particular issue with this project, the developer has not gone through the county process before. The only precedent we have is his achievement of a similar program, and I just wanted to express that he has given every indication that he is going to hit those goals, and we will certainly make that part of the development agreement.
Oh, and I went over the goals with him also, and he have with the city with the MOOR program, whatever they dealing with that. meet all those expectations. But I'm talking about negotiation. I thought you were talking about negotiating with the city about our PERC program. You're talking about the developer. Okay.
Yes.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yep.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to check in on the developer's financing. Has that changed at all? I know when that first came to the committee, I believe U.S. Bank was the financer or possible financer.
I don't have those exact details. I can certainly circle back, and as part of the due diligence, when we move forward on the transaction and the mechanism we do that, certainly financial commitments will be a portion of that analysis.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam. I do have something quick, too. Is this that, you know, before any of this happens, this pending litigation stuff, so, you know, Corporation Counsel here, we always get, no one ever knows how long these things take, I guess, but may I presume you've had some communication with them or, you know, the resolution of this and at what juncture that we feel this is going to be done?
The communication is very, very strong between corporate counsel, our department, and outside counsel, and we are making progress on that issue every day.
Okay, I guess I do appreciate the fact we're getting something on paper, at least something to hold to, and then you can that we can follow a little bit. So, and anything comes up in between, of course, we'd appreciate an email on that. Thank you.
Of course.
You, Madam Chair.
Anyone else? I just want to say, I know you had a very short time, and you're a new guy. I think this was really exemplary for the short time you've had. So thank you for all those efforts. Going on to number 11, Madam Clerk, please call item 11.